Came across a great story that really ties in well, I think, with the fact that this is Juneteenth and a celebration of freedom, and somebody who broke the glass ceiling, becoming the first African-American principal at Alderdice, is being celebrated. And I met Jeff Parker, who is a, among other things, social worker, addiction specialist, and author. Take the High Road is his book, but he gave me a heads up about a very special man. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me about William Fisher.
Well, Mr. Fisher, he was just a very admirable man, and he also was one of a kind. He knew everybody's name in Taylor Alderdice. He knew who your brother or sister was. He knew the year that they graduated. I mean, it was just amazing. And we called him the Hook, and that was his nickname. And it was because if you were caught with your hat on in the school, he would snatch it off your head and take it into his office, and he would hang it on the hook in the principal's office. And I called him the Hook because I often cut, just like many others, and I visualized like the dog catcher putting the hook up under your collar and dragging you back to the school.
Do you know how many years he served as principal at Alderdice? Because Rich Fitzgerald
I believe it was 20. I think he went from 71 to 91.
Well, Rich Fitzgerald went to Central, but his wife went to Alderdice, I believe he said, and everybody knew who Mr. Fisher was, right?
Absolutely, and they still do. I mean, we surprised him a couple of times at Alderdice. He thought he was just coming back to, like, do a tour with a former student who, you know, had a camera and was going to do a little thing to put on the Alderdice page, and about 30 to 50 of us showed up, some from across the country, and we all interviewed with Mr. Fisher, and he was just so pleased, and it was wonderful. And then a few years ago, we all sent him Christmas cards, and he ended up with 300 to 400 Christmas cards from all across the country, and that's what we're doing this year. Everybody is sending him a birthday card. And we're suggesting, but not insisting, that they put a dollar bill in there. And so a penny for each year. and I'm sure he's going to receive hundreds.
So the official date is Saturday, but obviously you can send these cards starting tomorrow, since the mail service is now operating on this federal holiday. However, I want to give people a chance to do that. So we're going to share his address online, and we'll get our producer to post this so that we can have as many people who want to participate. Or do you have a place where they can go to get more details?